This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me. And to take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Plenty to get to. Big time weekend locally in the DMV sports scene. Big time high school football on deck tonight. Beautiful weather outside for that. Caps in action, trying to keep their offense humming. What a start to the season for Coach Carb's bunch. We'll get into the Caps a little bit later on in the program. The Wizards, season opener last night at home against the Boston Celtics. It was a loss, but when we look at this Wizards season, I say it all the time, it's not about wins and losses for this group. It's about establishing an identity. We'll go full-scale Wizards coming up in the 9 o'clock hour when our pal Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network joins the program. Also talk all things Burgundy and Gold as well. 820 David Harrison, Locked On Commanders podcast host, going to join us and give us a little preview of Commanders and Bears coming up on Sunday. I love doing this. This Friday night slot, in my opinion, one of the best to be in, the calm before the storm, as I like to call it, man. Washington, all week long, the conversation has been about whether or not Jaden Daniels is going to play. We'll let you hear from the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. He addressed the media earlier this afternoon. And, man, if you got to see the video on the X app, that smile that that young man has tells you a lot, in my opinion. I'll expound upon that further when we get into the 7 o'clock hour. But a big, big, big weekend coming up in the National Football League. Week 8, feels like we've been saying this, right, the past 2-3 weeks. It's about time, right, we start separating the contenders from the pretenders in the National Football League. And I think Week 8, if you look at the slate, another really good opportunity to see who's real and who's fake. We got to start it last night. Rams and Vikings, the Sharps, as I like to call them, out in Vegas. Everyone loved Minnesota last night. I believe they were, 3-point favorites going into it. Vikings coming off a short week, as were the Rams. Vikings suffering their first loss this past Sunday. And it felt like when they lost Sunday, okay, it's to Detroit. They're a really good football team. I still believe in Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings, but watching them last night and the way that defense has looked the past 2 weeks, I don't know if I'm buying the Minnesota Vikings all of a sudden. 5-2 still, right in the thick of things in the NFC. But last night, I think, as good of a story as Minnesota has been through the first 7 weeks, I think what we saw last night was actually pretty interesting. Vintage Matthew Stafford. four touchdowns, throwing the ball all across the yard. I say vintage Matthew Stafford. It was vintage Sean McVay offense. They ran the ball well. They were working off play action. It's what you expect to see from the LA Rams. We just know that the talent in LA isn't as rich as it was in years past. But I was kind of surprised, man. The Rams punched Minnesota in the mouth last night. And this is now, if you're keeping score here at home, I know we don't pay attention to a lot of things outside of the Commanders when it comes to the NFL. But one of the storylines you got to monitor here, Minnesota's now lost two in a row after getting off to an excellent 5-0 start. The bee's knees, everyone's flavor of the week. Their defense all of a sudden, right? And I'm going to tell you what it is. Show off my football acumen for a second. I think I'm a genius. You all know that. But in all sincerity, like, if you've watched the last two weekends, you can see what's happened to Minnesota. Their pressure packages that they've been able to cook up on third down in particular have given teams fits. They're amongst the best pass rushing teams in the NFL. Brian Flores dials it up. He's disguising coverages. Being real, Brian Flores, and maybe the last 2 weeks changes this, but Brian Flores and Cliff Kingsbury have been battling neck and neck to see who's been the best coordinator in the NFL, in my opinion, in terms of what they're doing with the talent that they have. Let's call a spade. But what's happened here the last 2 weeks, you saw it last week. Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery got going. See, it's hard to sit back and dial up all these exotic pressure packages when the opposing offense is in the third and short. See, teams are having success running the football on first and second down right now against Minnesota, and it's limiting their ability to get exotic with these pressure packages. So we'll see moving forward, you know, if the Vikings defense has been figured out. I'll say this. If the Vikings defense has been figured out, it is going to be an epic collapse down the stretch. Because offensively, I still don't think, and the numbers aren't bad for Sam Darnold last night, right? He's efficient. He didn't turn it over. But 18 of 25, 240, two touchdowns, that should be enough to win. They're not creating the explosives at a big enough rate, I feel like. They need explosive plays. They couldn't really run the football last night, and that's the big Achilles heel with Minnesota. If they're not going to have balance, Sam Darnold's not the type of quarterback, in my opinion at least, that can elevate a team by dropping back 35, 40 times per contest. It's not who he is. It's not who he is. We'll see what's in store for the Minnesota Vikings. I bring that up because it segues us beautifully into Washington. I'll pull up the tweet before the show's over, I promise. I'm more prepared than this normally. I lost the tweet. I unsent it. It's weird. There is a scenario this weekend in which Washington can finish as the number one seed in the NFC. Can I repeat that for you? There is a scenario this weekend in which the Washington Commanders can finish as the first overall seed in the NFC. I know it's 8 weeks in. You're probably thinking, oh, it means nothing. It means the world. It means the world. Because if I would have told you back in August that through the first half of the season, let's be real, we're 8 weeks into this thing. In Washington, we still don't know exactly what they are. They don't have the signature win on their resume. But we know they're not trash. We know they're not the 6.5 wins that Vegas promised us we were. So sit back and watch, man. It's going to be an exciting weekend. It's going to be an exciting weekend. The rest of the NFL slate, I continue to say, is awesome. The return to Tua Tagovailoa, Jonathan Taylor coming back in Indianapolis, Hassan Reddick making his Jets debut. So week 8 going to be fireworks as usual. Like we've been saying, though, Commanders a big one. Opportunity to move to 6-2 this weekend. And the big storyline all week long was the health of Jaden Daniels. Awkward rib injury that he suffered on Sunday. The irony of it, right? First offensive play. Explosive. Rips off a huge chunk to start the football game. And things haven't been the same since. Just be real. Since that first play from scrimmage Sunday, things within this organization have not been the same. We are on edge. Everyone's panicking. The negativity is starting to creep in. It's feeling like vintage Washington football. But that's what the D.C. area is about. We love our drama. We're going to work our way through this, but you can't sit there and tell me if you're in your car right now, picking up your kid, going to a high school football game, wherever the hell you're at right now, you can't tell me if you are a fan of the burgundy and gold that you aren't looking over your shoulders a little bit right now. That you aren't feeling like, has our luck, has the other shoe dropped? Has our luck run out? Because I tell you what, if Marcus Mariota has to start Sunday against the Chicago Bears, I don't know if I can pick Washington. I'm going to call it how it is. And I'll take it a step further. I'll take it a damn step further. I don't know if I would have picked Washington if Jaden Daniels was 100%. Chicago is a stiff test. It is. You can say what you want about the start of their season, but you're only as good as your last game. And the last time, right? The last time we've seen the Chicago Bears, last time we saw Chi-Town, they were lighting up the scoreboard. 71 points combined the past 2 weeks. Granted, it's against the Panthers. Granted, it's against the Jaguars. But you can only eat what the chef cooks up, if you understand what I'm saying, right? So I don't take them lightly. I understand exactly who they are. And I've been looking at this game for a couple of weeks now. Because, see, while a lot of you have penciled Washington into the postseason already because of their 5-2 start, because a lot of you have done that already, I've decided to look ahead and go, what's the schedule really like down the stretch? Right? What's the schedule really like moving forward? And when you take a look at some of Washington's games coming up, the Commanders, on paper, stylistically, don't match up well with a couple of teams coming up on the schedule. I worry about our defense's ability to stop Caleb Williams. I worry about this offense minus Jaden Daniels. I worry about their ability to move the football consistently. Next week against the Giants, it took a walk-off field goal to beat them back in week 2. It's a division game. You can throw records out of the window. It's about tendencies. That's an interesting matchup. Then Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is beating people in the face right now. You watch the way they looked against the Jets. Punched them in the mouth. You got Pittsburgh, and then you're in Philadelphia on a short week. You'll be black and blue heading into that game. Stylistically, I wonder if Washington's got what it takes to actually punch their ticket to the postseason. Not saying that I'm doubting the group. I just have reservations. Let's call it what it is. And for me to be showing a little bit of discernment about what we've seen the first 6-7 weeks, I'm growing up, y'all. But no, seriously, like, this weekend, whether Jaden plays or not, Chicago's a stiff opponent. See, what Washington's missing right now and why they haven't made it in my Super Six Pack to this point, the most highly anticipated power ranking segment in all of sports talk radio, is because they don't have a signature win on their resume yet. What is Washington's signature win at this point? Monday night in Cincinnati? They're under 500 right now. They're reeling them damn selves. That's a signature win? Was the loss to Baltimore the signature win? Obviously, I kid when I say that, but that's what's so important to me about Sunday. It's an opportunity to finally, and people will still question it, but I think if you win Sunday, it's a signature win under your belt. Chicago seems like they got it figured out. Their preseason expectations were out of this world from the get-go. So the fact that they did look pedestrian coming out of the gate, it had people going, what? And now that they're playing well, it's, see, I told you so. So that's just the nature of the beast. But man, I mean, the health of Jaden Daniels, I hate this song and dance. It's the most irritating thing as a football fan to have the health of one of your team's stars in question. Because whether he plays or not, the circumstances change drastically. It's completely different. Because you could bet your ass if Jaden Daniels had not started the first 7 weeks, Washington wouldn't have won a game. Or argue with somebody that you care about. Not me. I mean, that's just what it is. He has been that impactful to what they have been doing offensively. And in turn, it's helped out the defense. See, for all the bugaboos that the defense has, this is why it's got to get better. The defense is being put in the most ideal situations possible. Washington's amongst the league leaders in time of possession. It's not like guys are logging a tremendous amount of snaps each and every week. They're fresh. Washington's going on 10, 12 play drives offensively. I'll tell you what, you don't play complimentary football against Chicago, you can get embarrassed on Sunday. That's a good football team. And as we found out earlier today via the injury report, no Brandon Coleman for Washington going into this one. So it'll be 100% of Cornelius Lucas snaps. Does Cornelius Lucas have the stamina to play an entire game? He's been playing 50% of the damn snaps the first 7 weeks. Do we not have questions about how he looks with an extended, expanded role? I do. Let's call a spade here. It feels good to be 5-2. But damn it, Sunday's massive. I would look at this team completely different on Sunday if they lose. It would really shape my opinion on this group. Because I'm still trying to see what tier of teams they're in. They've beat the crap out of the bad teams. And you get credit for that in my book. If you're supposed to dog walk somebody, damn it, dog walk them. That's what you're supposed to do with a Carolina. That's what you're supposed to do with a Cleveland. So I'm not one of those guys that are going to discredit what they've done. I'm going to acknowledge it, but I also understand that when you got to go up against one of the big dogs, there's still question about how much bite you got. And I think that's what Sunday is an opportunity for. Show the rest of the world how much bite you really got. The entire panel at NFL.com, outside of Nick Shook, one guy, picked the Chicago Bears this week. I would pay to know what those picks would be if we knew Jaden Daniels was going to play. Because I continue to believe, even if he was 100%, I'm not sure how things would go. Just getting rolling here on a Friday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock. MGM National Harbor Listener lines wide open. 1-800-636-1067. Plenty more to get to. We're getting to the Washington Wizards before we get out of here. Our pal David Harrison of the Locked On Commanders podcast going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll take a quick timeout right now. When we come back, though, immediately on the other side of the break, if Jaden Daniels is 100%, will Washington win on Sunday? Give you my thoughts on that next. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just getting rolling here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Plenty more to get to. I'm here in studio. Knicks and Pacers on the TV. Another friendly reminder in the heart of football season that the NBA is back. Our Washington Wizards, they're back as well. They were 122-102 losers last night at the hands of the defending world champion Boston Celtics. We get to the Wizards hot and heavy in the 9 o'clock hour when a pal Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network joins the program. NBA season getting started during the middle of the football season. I guess in years past by this time, Washington's kind of been out of it. So you're easily able to switch your attention to the Wizards. I feel like now everything's on the up and up. Wiz are interesting because of the amount of young talent. Commanders are interesting because of the hot start they're off to. The Caps are interesting because, you mean if you go spend money and are aggressive in the offseason, you can score goals and improve your offense? Yes! Capitals much improved to start the year as well. So things looking damn good here in the D.C. sports scene. But the thing we care about the most, as I mentioned, we're in the heart of football season. Commanders off to a 5-2 start. Big-time contest coming up this weekend with the opportunity to move to 6-2. But the biggest storyline heading into this weekend is the health of Jaden Daniels. He is officially listed as questionable for Sunday against Chicago. Officially listed as questionable. Did not practice Wednesday. Did not practice Thursday. Was officially listed as limited this afternoon. So we'll probably get, where is the big hint that we'll get? If they elevate Sam Hartman before the 4:25 deadline tomorrow, then Jaden Daniels probably isn't going to play. If they don't activate Sam Hartman, maybe he does play. Or they activate Hartman just in case of emergency, and that means nothing about Jaden Daniels' status for Sunday. So it's a lot of different ways to look at this. I did a radio hit in Kansas City earlier this afternoon at like 5 o'clock, and they were talking about, well, is Jaden Daniels going to play Sunday? Because that's all everyone cares about, is whether or not this kid's going to play. Not the actual game itself. But the one thing I referenced, man, Adam Peters and company, or Adam Peters at least, overlapped time in New England with Bill Belichick. And the way that they've handled Jaden Daniels' injury has been very Belichickian, if you pick up what I'm putting down here. No official diagnosis. Mum on what he was able to do in practice. But not ruling him out. Very Belichickian. I like it. That is what gamesmanship is all about. Some people underscore the significance of gamesmanship. I don't. That's just how I do things. But I guess my question is this. If Jaden Daniels is 100% on Sunday, if he is, you know, discomfort free on Sunday,
Wow.
Vic, I'm going to send this to you immediately because I can't believe what the hell I just read. I think we all care as fans as to whether or not, you know, Jaden plays, but apparently we're the only ones who care. We got some audio we're going to roll for you here in a second. When I read the caption, I was stunned by it. I haven't heard it, but I'm watching the closed caption on the video, and this is what was said. The Bears seemingly don't care who starts for Washington because they're confident they're going to win anyway. And maybe they're right to feel that way. Because I continue to believe, even if Jaden Daniels was 100% on Sunday, even if he is 110% on Sunday and he does play, I don't think it guarantees a Washington victory. Even if the injury did not happen last weekend during the pregame show, because we all know we were going to beat the snot out of the Panthers, I naturally looked ahead to the Chicago game. Because I continue to say, Washington doesn't have a signature win on their resume yet to this point. They don't have a signature win on their resume to this point. But you can only play who they put out in front of you. But all we've cared about this week is whether or not Jaden Daniels is going to start or not. You know who doesn't care whether or not Jaden Daniels is going to start? Bears quarterback Jalon Johnson, who had this to say about Washington's quarterback situation.
You, as the competitor you are, would you prefer to face the more dynamic quarterback in Daniels, as you said?
I mean, honestly, I don't give a damn who's out there. I'm looking forward to whooping their ass either way. So, I mean, it doesn't really change too much for me. Just, I know for us and the defense, we just want to go out there and win and dominate. That's our mindset, regardless of who the quarterback is.
Jalon Johnson says, I don't care who the damn quarterback is. You can go vintage Joe Theismann. You can go vintage Doug Williams. I don't care who's under center. We just want to whip Washington's ass. Wow. Strong words. And if any of you scour the X app the way that I do, you already understand that there's been a lot of back and forth between the two fan bases on social media talking about Washington and Chicago. And boy, is that throwing gasoline on the fire. They're going to whoop whoever's ass. Doesn't matter who plays. You can get your big brother. You can get your big cousin. You can get your big cousin's big brother. Doesn't matter. The Bears are whooping ass, according to Jalon Johnson. That's something. Those are strong, strong words. Chicago defensively, going to be shorthanded. No Jaquan Brisker. No Kyler Gordon. So that's two key members of their secondary. So Washington, you know, they get some good injury news on their behalf heading into Sunday, but you'd have to believe here. I don't know. This game's all of a sudden just starting to feel a hell of a lot more personal to me. And I know the return storyline of Caleb Williams coming back to the DMV is a big part of it. But this game just feels uber personal all of a sudden. And now that the trash talking is, can I say it? Can I say it? Now that the trash talking is going public, let's ride. Let's rock. Black uniforms at home. The aura will be on Washington's side. Now, I do think if Jaden Daniels does not play, I do think it impacts the confidence and momentum of this football team. They're going to deny it. That is what it is. I don't have the same confidence in this group if Jaden Daniels is not playing. Am I wrong for saying that? No. But even if he is 100%, and even if he is able to play, I'm not sure Washington wins on Sunday regardless. Just a fact of the matter. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well, at NELL_BCP. If Jaden Daniels is 100% on Sunday and starts, Will Washington beat the Chicago Bears? Simple question. 1-800-636-1067. Athan, out in Annapolis. What's going on, Athan?
You know, Linnell, I think that, I mean, he's not going to be 100% because that injury, I don't think, goes away in a week. But I think you're giving Chicago too much credit and not Washington not enough, because at the end of the day, Chicago's a B player. Like, their defense is good and their offense has come on in recent weeks versus bad teams. And I think we're a B player also. But I think the one thing you're forgetting is our coaching staff is much better than theirs. Now, obviously, the coaching staff can't go out there and win the game for
them.
Very
true.
But I think Cliff is going to devise a good game plan. I give Eberflus his credit for defense. But I don't think that Chicago's offense, that they're generating the way we are, they're not hitting on all cylinders yet. Yes, they have a lot of talent with Swift, and it sets up the pass and all that other stuff. But I don't think they're as good as maybe you might be giving them credit for. But at the same time, we're a B player also because of our defense. Our defense has to go out there on Sunday and win the game. And the last thing I'll say is everybody come up to Largo Town Center and hit up Fridays for Linnell's postgame. Was there last night for Linnell's kickoff. It's a great time. Got cheap drinks, cheap wings. And it's a great time, great Q&A, and a good thing for the fans.
I appreciate you, Athie. Yeah, look, Sunday's going to be interesting. And I get the idea of maybe I'm not giving them enough credit. I agree. These are two B teams, I would say. But then again, can I say that? Chicago's the more talented football team. I can argue that all day, up and down, till I'm blue in the face. On paper, they are the better football team. The question is, who'll be better on Sunday? Dave is in Virginia. What's going on, David?
And one of the people said, your costume was...
David!
David!
Oh, sorry, what's up, man?
What's up, David?
My kids just came back from trunk or treating at the school. My bad.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But they better be busting down some candy for them, bro.
I don't know if you remember me, but... Here's Johnny.
Yes, sir. Yep.
What's up, man? How you doing tonight? How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Listen, man, I love listening to your show, bro. I'll be honest with you, I hate to hate on everybody else, but you're the one that I like to listen to.
I appreciate you, brother.
So, like, let me just, like, get to this point here. I don't know why everybody is so convinced Jaden gets in there, and we got to have Jaden in order to win this game. We have to have him in there, blah, blah, blah. We're 5-2. Okay? We're leading our division. Jaden has a rib injury. I'm sure if he had something broken, we would know about it. Obviously he doesn't, thank God. But you know, let's just say this hypothetically that he does come, that he does show up and he's out there and he's throwing the ball around and he's out there balling and he goes out there. What if he does get it and tweaks it and does something? And he does hurt himself. You know what I mean? How stupid are we going to look knowing that, hey, we could have just sat him and played Mariota?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look, David, I hear you 100% on that. It's only week 8. There are 9 more games left.
Exactly.
Don't make this stretch out longer than it needs to, is the best way I put it, Dave.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what I like to just tell you, man, appreciate you for taking my call,
for sure, man.
I love you. I'll call you back later again. Let's root for our team. Let's stick beside them. And
let's do it, brother.
And let's do it, brother. Love you, man.
Appreciate you, Dave. That's Dave in Virginia. Ed is in D.C. Ed, if Jaden Daniels is 100% on Sunday, does Washington win?
You know, if he were 100%, I really initially agreed with you. Your analysis, it was spot on. But the Bears are missing two guys.
For sure.
Two guys in the secondary. Yep. And if Jaden were 100%, I think their chances increase to over 50-50. Because Jaden has proven, particularly in the Ravens game, that even if he doesn't have a run game, he can beat you with a pass. And with the Bears... I think they have literally no shot with Mariota because Mariota will not repeat his performance against the Bears because the Bears have a top third of the league defense.
Fifth best defense in the NFL in yards per game.
Yeah, and the thing is that he's not going to be, you know, Carolina had the worst defense in the NFL because they had so many starters out.
Second fewest touchdowns given up all year.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at this scenario that if both teams were 100% healthy, I would agree with you on your initial analysis that the Bears would be favored, even if Jad Daniels were 100%. But with those two key contributors in this secondary, Brisker and Gordon out, and they are tremendous players, you know, if Jaden's not 100% and he plays, I think that gives Washington a much better chance of winning.
For sure. It's going to be an interesting one, man. Sunday, must-see TV. Ed, I appreciate you, my man. 1-800-636-1067. The number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Washington Commanders. Massive opportunity Sunday to move to 6-2. A lot better of a chance of that happening if Jaden Daniels is 100% healthy come Sunday. If Jaden Daniels starts Sunday and is 100% healthy with no limitations, will Washington win on Sunday? CJ's in Alexandria. What's going on, CJ?
Hey, good on, man. How you doing today?
Good, brother.
Good, good. So my take is that Jaden should be suited up for the game, but maybe he's not the starter. But we put him in when we need him, but we protect him as much as we can.
Yeah, CJ, I think you're crazy for that. If there's any, I'll save it, I guess. I'm just not in favor. If he's not 100%, if there's any discomfort, I can't play him.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. If he's ready to play and they feel that he's 100%, but I still think that he should be suited up whether or not he's 100%.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation, CJ. I appreciate the call. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, man. If Jaden Daniels isn't 120% Sunday, I simply can't play him. And here's the thing, right? If Jaden Daniels is not 100% on Sunday, this is the other layer of this that gets me that I have concern about. You know, it's one thing for the kid not to be healthy and then you're worried about the risk of re-injury. But with what this kid is dealing with, a rib injury, if the discomfort is there and it's uncomfortable for him to go through his normal, natural throwing motion in it, I think it impacts so much. One thing that we don't talk about a lot with this rib injury is when you try and fight through it, and I'm not trying to be soft on the kid, if there's any sort of discomfort while throwing or doing anything, he can't play, and here's why. I'm not giving him an opportunity to build bad habits. You get what I'm saying? I'm not giving him the opportunity to build bad habits. And here's what I mean by that. With that injury that he's dealing with, it was very evident if you watched on Sunday. He could not go through his progressions, and it's uncomfortable for him to have any sort of torque when throwing. The arm strength gets worse. He's not able to go through his progressions. Like, that to me is the bigger issue. And I think we saw that on Sunday. He could not throw the football. Point blank. And I think a big reason for that is because he's hurt and there's discomfort. When you have discomfort, what do? You overcompensate in an area. Like, if you got a knee injury, if you got your hamstring injury, your back hurts. You're overcompensating. You're using something else to compensate for your weakness. That, to me, is what I worry about. On Sunday, if he can't go through his progressions, if he's got to contort his body in an awkward way to get the proper oomph on the football, I don't want him out there. His mechanics have been phenomenal all year long. Don't have them stray from the norm now. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If Jaden Daniels is 100% healthy Sunday, does Washington beat Chicago? That's my question. Because as important as Jaden Daniels is to this equation, I think there's some other things that are a little more important. If Jaden Daniels is 100%, does Washington win Sunday? And who do you have more confidence in? Marcus Mariota versus the Bears defense or Washington's defense versus the Bears offense? Your calls and that next on the Fan. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. A couple of guests are going to join us. 820, our pal David Harrison, host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. He'll join us immediately following David. Take a spin around the National Football League. Let's hear from a couple of players and coaches as we get geared up for week number 8 in the National Football League. How quickly we have gotten here. Washington looking to move to 6-2, but they may have to do so without the savior of the franchise, as I call him, Jaden Daniels. Coming into this game Sunday, everything that we talk about with this team starts and finishes with the health of Jaden Daniels. We will let you hear from Jaden Daniels coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, but hearing him talk today gave me a sigh of relief, I guess. But I still have my doubts and reservations. 1-800-636-1067. I want to get this out of the way first. If Jaden Daniels is 100% on Sunday, does Washington win this football game? Because I continue to believe the Chicago Bears, say what you want about Chicago. In Athens, one of the last callers called in and said, I was giving the Bears too much credit. He described us as two B-plus teams. Let me tell you what. You'd be foolish if you want and describe Chicago as a B-plus team when you've only given up 10 touchdowns this year. I look at you a little bit more seriously than a B-plus team. Chicago defensively has been a damn juggernaut. They have been. Fifth best team in terms of yards per play given up. Second in the NFL in terms of touchdowns given up. The run defense is interesting for Chicago. Stout, but they've been gashed this year. That's where I think Washington has to take advantage. Can they have balance offensively? Can they stay ahead of the chains offensively? It all starts and finishes, though, in my opinion, with the health of Jaden Daniels. That, to me, is the most important factor heading into Sunday. When I know whether or not he's going or not, then to me, things get a little bit more interesting. But regardless of who the starter is, I think the game plan has got to be the same. Run the damn football. And more importantly, stay ahead of the chains. Get yourself in third and manageable. Have success on first and second down. Something that Washington's been damn good at with Brian Robinson in the lineup. It is why they're the best third down offense in the NFL. But if Jaden Daniels is 100%, does Washington beat Chicago? Carlos is in Severna Park. What's up, Carlos?
Yeah, we beat Chicago. And then you asked the question, do you trust Marcus Mariota? Listen, I trust Marcus Mariota with Cliff Kingsbury, then Marcus Mariota and Arthur Smith. So
very true.
That right there. So we're going to win regardless. New culture, new coach, new scheme. For years, this fan base, we've been like dogs trying to catch a truck. And what we finally caught the truck. We don't know what to do. We're excited. I'm excited. I'm going broke, man. I go to Caps games.
Love it.
When the Commanders are down and all. Now that the Commanders are up, Caps are up, the Wizards are going to be up, I'm going to go broke. Well, yeah, that's my take on it. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Carlos, appreciate you. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. Does Washington win if Jaden Daniels is 100% healthy and starts? Rusty. All right, Greenbelt. So on, Rusty.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think that they have a good chance to win if Jaden's 100%. but I am concerned about his health more than winning this game. Also, I think that the defense, Washington's defense, plays a big part in whether or not we're going to win this game, because Jaden can't do it all. The
nope.
defense is going to have to stand up. They're going to have to stand up.
I agree with you 100%. He needs help. He's not a one-man show, although at times it looks like it. He's going to need help, especially from the defense. How much confidence, or who do you have more confidence in, I guess, Rusty? Mariota versus the Bears defense or Washington's defense versus Chicago's offense?
I have more confidence in Mariota than I do in Washington's defense.
Wow.
Washington's defense has been up and down so far this year. They have improved some over the time that we have so far, but they still have a long way to go, and they still have a lot to prove, I think. And I worry about that more than I worry about the offense, because I trust Jaden, and I also think that if Jaden's not 100%, that Mariota will do the best that he can. He's not Jaden, but you're right. They have to stick with the program that they have, the offensive program, and regardless of who is in there. But our chances of winning, of course, are much better with Jaden than they are with Marcus Mariota.
Rusty, I appreciate your call, brother. Wow. 1-800-636-1067. Captain Todd, what do you think, brother? Does Washington win if Jaden Daniels is 100% ready to go, no limitations?
Hey, what's up, Mel, man? First of all, thanks for the kind words last time I was on the
airwaves. For sure, brother, yes.
Seriously, appreciate it, man.
Hope that situation is going better for you, man. Seriously, that's heavy stuff you were dealing with, my man. I hope it's a lot better for you. I hope things are working out.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I do, man. Yeah, day by day, all that stuff.
For sure.
You know, and as I always say when I call in, man, it's always good to be with the true, the one and only, the OG, youngest in charge movement.
I appreciate it,
right? Yeah, buddy. So B. Mitch said that not one player in the NFL is ever 100%, no matter what. No matter how healthy they are, they're 90% max. Everyone's always dealing with bruises, sprains, whatever. My question was, if Jaden, so yeah, all right, to answer your question, sorry, this is your segment.
No, go ahead, brother. If Jaden,
okay, if Jaden's 100%, which I guess is 90% according to B. Mitch, I don't think it's a question. I think we blow the Bears out of the water. If Jaden's not 100% or if he doesn't play, what I wanted to ask you with Mariota is, which Mariota are we getting? Are we getting the Mariota from last week, or are we getting the one from the Raiders, from the Eagles, you know, Where are we going with that?
That's the tough part about this, because it's different, right? He looked great in his mop-up duty last week. But when a defense gets the game plan against you, I think it becomes different. I would say this, no matter who the starter is on Sunday, I think the game plan is the same. They got to be balanced. They have to have balance. They cannot let Chicago's pass rush get into these obvious passing situations where they can pin their ears back and go get you. Like, that is not what you're built for. They're going to have to run the football. But to counter what B. Mitch and what others have said, yes, if a guy – it's the NFL. Guys are rarely at 100%. But with Jaden's injury being a rib injury, if there is any level of discomfort where he's got to change his mechanics in any way to throw the football, I don't want him doing it. If you remember – I don't know if it was the first pass or the second pass. Second pass he threw after the rib injury was to Austin Ekeler. He threw a screen to Terry, and then I think he threw a ball in the flat to Ekeler. He caught the snap, didn't go through his progressions, and immediately got the ball out of his hands. Why? Because he couldn't move. And if there's that type of discomfort, if it's going to prevent him from going through his progressions, I got to play him until there's no discomfort. Captain Todd, we appreciate you, brother. We're up against it right now, but I appreciate you as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And I guess I'll answer the question officially coming up at 8 o'clock after we hear from Jaden Daniels. But, man, if he ain't 100%, I don't know, man. But I do get the whole premise of, like, yeah, football players are never 100%. Like, I get that. But I think with quarterback, is different, especially with a young guy. And if their mechanics are impacted by the injury, I got to let it heal up all the way. And I think that may be what we're dealing with Jaden Daniels, if Sunday was any indication of what he'd look like if he was able to play this weekend. Mark is in Charles County. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, fellas. I mean, we've been talking about being ahead of schedule. If we were 2-5 and he was playing well, then he got dinged up, we wouldn't really be trying to sweat playing him in the next week if we were 2-5. But with 5-2 and ahead of schedule, this when you use that built up equity or whatever, we need to. It's like when my TV back in the 70s was out on Saturday and mom said, hey, the TV's out. You can't look at it, but it's a perfect opportunity to clean up your room, see what you got to back up, all that, because we're ahead of the game. It's the perfect opportunity to put what you got in Mariota. The caller asked, do we have the Mariota from the Raiders? Let's find out. How about let's find out? And it's a home game, and as I said a couple weeks ago before the Browns game, this is the time for the defense to shine. You're at home, you're 3-0. I don't want to hear it. Defense, take over. Right? The kitchen's down. You can't eat in the refrigerator. Go do the other stuff. We're ahead of schedule. Perfect time to do it. Don't play them. Why? Don't play them. Hey, Mario, let's see what we got. And the running backs, get stuff in your nose and let's stomp. Let's stomp. Defense running game. What y'all talking about? Perfect opportunity.
Mark, I appreciate the call. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls. If Jaden Daniels is 100% Sunday versus Chicago, does Washington win? And who do you trust more, Marcus Mariota or the Commanders defense heading into Sunday? That's next on The Fan. Welcome back. It's overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham will take you up the 10 o'clock number to call the show, 1-800-636-1067. Talking all things Commanders and Bears coming up on Sunday. Washington 3-point doggies at home as they look to move to 6-2 for the first time in what feels like a long, long time. They may have to do so, though, without their starting quarterback, without Jaden Daniels. Big question as to whether or not he'll be ready for Sunday. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we'll let you hear from Jaden Daniels. He spoke to the local media earlier today. We'll let you decipher whether or not he's going to be playing or not. But with Jaden Daniels, if he's 100% on Sunday, it doesn't guarantee a Washington win, in my opinion. I have said it dating back to last week that I am scared is probably the wrong word to use. It gets a negative connotation. I am curious as to how Washington will perform against Chicago. I truly am. I have serious reservations about Washington's ability not to be competitive, right? They'll be competitive in every game as long as JD5 is under center. It's not about whether or not they'll be competitive. It's about whether or not they've got enough to win. Because, see, I can only take so many of the Baltimore Mondays is what I call it now. The feel-good moral victory games. I don't know how many of those I have left in the tank. You don't have a signature win on your resume to this point. So I think Sunday's massive. If you want to show the rest of the NFL that you're for real, because I tell you what, it's hard for me to say this team is for real. It's hard for me to say that they're a lock-in playoff team because they don't have a signature win on their resume. And to me, Sunday, if you beat Chicago, I would put that in the category of a signature win. But if Jaden Daniels can't play Sunday, it's going to be Marcus Mariota versus this Bears defense. And I gave you some of the numbers on Chicago defensively. Second fewest touchdowns given up in the NFL. In terms of points per game, they're amongst the best in the NFL, giving up the fourth fewest points per game. Right? So pretty much every statistical category, yards per game, Chicago fifth best in the NFL in terms of yards per game allowed. This is a bona fide top five defense. And say what you want about what they've done the past 2 weeks, beating up on Jacksonville, beating up on Carolina. That defense is real. Did you see Sunday Night Football in week 2 when they held C.J. Stroud and the Texans to 19 points. Did you watch that? Did you watch how one-dimensional they made Houston? If Washington can't establish balance offensively, I worry. But when it comes to confidence level, are you more confident in Marcus Mariota or Washington's defense? I think Chicago's defense on paper has what it takes to really cause us some problems. With our defense against their offense, I don't see a scenario in which we stop them. I don't. Especially if they continue to implore the same strategy they have the past couple of weeks. Past couple of weeks for Chicago, although it's been big-time routes against Carolina and against Jacksonville, DeAndre Swift has come alive. In the screen game, he's come alive. In between the tackles on run plays. But what they're doing is kind of mimicking Washington's formula. They're getting themselves in a third and manageable. They're having success on first and second down. They're not putting a ton on Caleb Williams' plate. The other part of this, when we talk about Chicago's offense, we know the weaponry. DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Keenan Allen, Swift, Roshan Johnson, Cole Kmet, you name it. They got a really good skill position group. The one thing that I think Washington can't fall asleep with, Caleb Williams as a runner, is just as deadly as he is as a passer. So it's a tough group to prepare for. I will admit, they're running and hitting now at a rate that they weren't this year, earlier this year. The tackling's improved. They're running of the football. The big problem now is, can they continually beat double teams? Because that's what you're going to get in the run game. And can they limit the explosives? But the question is simple. 1-800-636-1067. Who do you trust more heading into Sunday? Marcus Mariota or the Washington Commanders defense? Anthony's in D.C.
Yes, sir. Hey, what's up, man?
What's
How you
going
doing?
On, brother?
Hey, nothing much. So, I mean, people may disagree with this, but Marcus Mariota and Jaden Daniels, they kind of were similar quarterbacks. Because remember, Marcus Mariota, he's not a slouch. He was all right when he was in Tennessee, but then injuries kind of got him. He broke his leg twice.
Anthony. Yes, did you say they're similar quarterbacks?
No, I'm saying in running that similar offense that Cliff Kingsbury would like to run. Well, you know, Kyler Murray.
I got you, but there's only one, J.D. Five.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. I'm saying, remember, he was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Right,
He ran that RPO stuff in Oregon. So, and he can run Kingsbury offense. So,
I agree with that.
If the defense can do their thing, I think they'll be fine. They'll be fine. We could say, oh, he only played against Carolina, but Marcus Mariota, he's not trash. You know what I'm saying? He's still in the league, right? So he's a great backup, and he can run that offense.
We're gonna see. He didn't look good when he first entered the game.
But then he was cold. He hasn't played in a while. I think he ain't played in two seasons.
The Panthers' defense is garbage, Anthony.
I mean, that's true, but so, I mean, it's still football. It's still NFL. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. We're going to see. I appreciate the call. I don't know how much confidence I have in Marcus Mariota, but I also don't know how much confidence I have in this defense. It's almost like the lesser of two evils. I know he won't look as good as he looked on Sunday. There's no way. I'd be hard-pressed to believe that. Not that there's no way. Because obviously there's a way. It's the NFL. But I'd be hard-pressed to believe that we're going to see the same Marcus Mariota that we saw this past weekend. Not with Chicago having an entire week to prepare for it. I just can't see that. 1-800-636-1067. Who do you trust more, Marcus Mariota or the Commanders' defense? Donnie's in Virginia. Donnie, what's going on?
How y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing good, brother.
Hey, listen here. I tell y'all, yeehaw, everybody forgets it's Friday, ain't it? Let me tell you something here, Buckaroo. I'm from West Texas. I've been a lifelong Dallas Cowboys fan my whole life. You heard?
All right.
And I can tell you this right now. I ain't seen nothing like this. You don't even know if you're allowed to say it on air, but I can tell you right now, they're bleep, bleep skins. Okay? So I'm leaving like that. You can call them Commanders, whatever you want to call them. But I ain't never seen nothing like this since 2012 when R.G. Schwizzle was there. Have you seen anything like it?
I haven't, brother. It's a good time.
All right. Well, let me tell you this. I'm scared to death as a Dallas Cowboy fan. We got Prescott that's getting paid over $100 million. They got the division. They got Hurts that's looking like he's Hurts.
Donnie, I appreciate you, brother, but this isn't the place for you remedial Cowboy fans to come air your grievances.
What's the question? I'm sorry. I've been drinking a lot of Budweiser tonight.
I appreciate the call, Donnie. 1-800-636-1067. Ray is in Ray, what's going on, man?
Come on, man. Don't
what's
do
going
that
on,
me,
brother? What's going on, brother?
I know the last call kind of rattled you a little bit.
This thing was twisted. I didn't know what the hell he was going to say.
Man, listen. I'm a Ravens guy, but, you know, I got love for the Commanders, man. That was my, you know, first team growing up. So, you know what I mean? But as far as Sunday, you know what I mean? Because I ain't call you talk about them purple boys. We already know what it is. But as far as Sunday, man, I trust the defense. And the reason why I say that is, and despite St. Juice and all I'm getting, because he got an uphill battle, man, with Roman Dusey and all them guys. But
Ray, real quick, I would say this, and I'm saying this because you sparked my train of thought. I actually like Benjamin St. Juice against those bigger, more physical wide receivers. As long as they don't got to cover DJ Moore, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm going to land my plane with this, man. And I get it, man. You know, the Carolina win got everybody excited. But, you know, I love Marcus Mariota at Oregon. But here's the bottom line. Chip Kelly is, Rick Pitino famously said, Chip Kelly is a walking through that door. And the bottom line is, when it comes to the game Sunday, man, it's a reason. And I understand, you know, you got to have Burgundy love and all that. But these people ain't see Marcus Mariota in Atlanta. You know, there's a reason that, you know, Desmond Ridder took his spot. Think about this. Ridder took his spot. So I say all this to say not to be negative, because upsets do happen. But the bottom line is, as I hang up the phone, you got a large contingent of Caleb Williams people that's going to be coming from PGNBC that's going to be out there. So I believe it's going to be a good game, but I believe a lot of people, just because of the skills, matchups, and everything, a lot of people sleeping on the Washington defense, and I believe it's going to show up. Good talking to you again, Playboy.
Appreciate you, man. They got to show up Sunday if they got a chance. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Who do you trust more going into Sunday against Chicago? Marcus Mariota for the Commanders defense. Your call's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.